October 2nd, 2009, News of Oroville. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Kartik. Weather report for Oroville and bioregion. Temperatures 25 to 28 degrees. Rainfall, thunderstorms, 50 to 80% chance through the weekend. Listen to Alain Guancola, facilitator of road building in Oroville.
I'm happy to speak about the road. My main focus is to continue the building of the cradle of Oroville. The cradle means the infrastructure with road, and then telephone, electricity, water along the road. Long, long ago, it has been decided that Oroville will be a planned city for 50,000 inhabitants. It means that there will be planned roads. On the other side, for the last 40 years, planning and organic have been growing together pretty harmoniously. So definitely, while drawing new roads, we have to take into consideration existing infrastructure and adapt ourselves so that both can grow together.
The present Crown Road will extend how far towards the schools?
It will go beyond Kalabumi, and at the time of crossing, entering the youth park or the youth center park, then it goes out of the schools. There is no plan right now to continue the 440 meters which have been laid down as on a trial basis to see how it works. In the next future, I believe that we will work in the access road to Oroville. There are three access roads which are being studied. One is from Abri, one from Edian Chevalier Bypass, and one from Alangupom Vindara. As far as the Crown Road is concerned, we are going to concentrate on planting trees wherever we feel that the Crown Road will be.
I'm sure you've received compliments on your work, appreciation for your work, but there have also been a few voices that have found fault with the road. What do you think about that?
90% of the people who speak to me about the road are very happy about what is happening. And 10% who speak to me express some reservations. So, according to me, there is 50-50. 50 of the people are happy and 50 people would like the work to be done in some other way. So, it doesn't mean that we cannot stop. We have to continue and we have to adjust ourselves and listen to what they say and try to grow together.
Survey findings of 278 youths in and around Oroville on education and work. Oroville students are interested mainly in arts, green work, and technology. Kodai, Lycée, and Pondy students favor more technology, green work, humanities, business, and engineering, and 90% from the outreach schools want a degree in humanities, science, computers, business administration, and commerce. The majority want to live in Oroville for family and friends rather than work-related reasons. Many feel frustrated with decision-making in Oroville or the lack of it. Most are interested in solar energy and electric transport in Oroville. 25% state that Oroville's current challenge is in politics and governing, followed by a conscious movement towards Oroville's ideals and the security of our land. An aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. See God everywhere and be not frightened by masks. Believe that all falsehood is truth in the making or in the breaking, all failure and effect concealed, all weakness, strength, hiding itself from its own vision. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.